This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Happy Wednesday. It's the Hoffman Show / Happy Wednesday from the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Cameras, microphones, all in place. Where are we? We're over here. We're over there. Now we're in the middle of the screen. Anthony, I just don't know how to make this look all good. Where am I supposed to be sitting? Where's this microphone supposed to be where it's not blocking my entire face? What if I just did the show like this? It looks like I got a clown nose, except for it's a microphone.
I don't think that's the most optimal way to do the show.
I think you're right. The microphone does need to be in front of your mouth, not your nose. Plus, I look like an idiot. All right, John Kime, very smart. He's going to join us at 5:30 with his thoughts on the day at Commander's practice. I was in Ashburn as well. We also got some fun at 5 o'clock with a little NBA coaching talk, but Kime, not my beat at 5:30 today, a little shift-a-roo. Pick six at six, a lot of talk about Daron Payne, which we're going to get to here in a few minutes as well. And in fact, we'll kind of get to right now. Look, it was an OTA practice. People ask, you know, hey, well, actually, Anthony, I had a really funny conversation with Santana Moss before practice today. I got to the facility little bit late. I mean, it was when I wanted to get there, but I was there too late to be in on the Joe Witt press conference. I didn't really have anything to ask Joe. You'll hear plenty from Witt later. Fine. So like the press room was closed off because the press conference had started. Santana was sitting outside in his, like in the office area where they do their work for all the in-house shows. And so I was able to pop in there and see him and see BC real quick. And Santana and I were just talking about, you know, how not important this time of year is from a media standpoint, right? Because it is really important for the players. Like the practices, the field work, all this kind of stuff, you do get something out of it. There's a reason that it exists. But for us, we're not getting a ton out of this. It's a lot of individual work. It's a lot of drills. It's guys working on stuff. So even it's like, oh, I know what that drill is and he didn't do it right. Guy might be trying something. Unless you talk through it and you're in all of the meetings and you're in everything, you don't get out of it. And so Santana was like, man, I swear, everywhere I go right now, people are like, oh, how them boys looking? He's like it's June? Like it's May? Now it's June. We don't know. We don't know. And I get it. We still got to do the show. We can tell you what we saw. It's everything's relative. I can tell you that the guys that weren't there last week weren't there again. Not only Terry and Marshawn Lattimore and Laramie Tunsil, but you know, Eddie Goldman hasn't been at either one of these. Last week, Javon Kinlaw was there. This week, Javon Kinlaw wasn't there. Last week, Michael Gallup was there. This week, Michael Gallup wasn't there. These guys are vets that have been around. They're doing really basic stuff. Depending on the position group, you're barely involved in any team drills. It's just a bunch of individual stuff. And while, and especially in a time where you can do some of the meeting work remotely, because I don't know if these guys are in the meetings or not. They may be, they may not be. It's just not that big of a deal if guys aren't there. As for the guys that were there, you'd like to see them perform well. But let's say we see a guy have a really good day, and what we don't know is the wide receiver working against him is trying a bunch of stuff out, and turns out that stuff didn't work or needs more work. Well, all of a sudden the DB looks amazing, or the DB is trying to learn the new technique. It's different than the last place he was, whether that place was college or whether that place was a different NFL system. And all of a sudden the wide receiver's smoking him, and it's like, okay. Because no one's ever made a mistake while learning something before. And so I just, especially today, they did some teamwork. They did like some full 11 on 11. They did a little bit of 7-on-7. They actually had 2 7-on-7 fields going at once. They had the 2s and 4s on the far field. They had the 1s and 3s on the near field. They were doing red zone 7-on-7. Jaden threw a million touchdown passes. That's what you'd hope would happen in red zone 7-on-7. I don't got a ton for you. You can ask anything you want. And some of the things that were said were interesting today, which is why we will have a pick six at 6. But in terms of what did we see at OTAs today? Bunch of dudes running around in shorts and helmets. They're not even in shells. They're in shorts, practice jerseys, helmets, and cleats. Anthony, what do you want to know?
I mean, I think as far as, you know, the red zone execution or even like some of the situational stuff, I think if you go back to last season, that's where we excel. So the fact that they're, you know, putting that stuff in, emphasizing it, and, you know, sharing the basics, giving the basics, I think is just instrumental to, you know, how successful we were last year. And then hopefully, I mean, I don't think we're going to, you know, duplicate what we did last year in terms of fourth down conversion and, you know, executing at such a high rate. But, you know, as long as the steps, we're taking the necessary steps to, you know, still be effective in that that category, I think we're seeing it now. So, I mean, I'm excited. And again, like to the point that you were raising about, you know, what you talk with Santana about, you know, about what the team looks like right now. It's just like, we're excited, Craig. That's all it is. We're excited.
And I get it. I get being excited. And I think you just made a really good point. Like, the fact that they're working on the situational stuff, it's like, okay, it's not just red zone, it's 7-on-7, or you get in a move the ball. You know, they did one, it was just the 3s, did like a 2-minute situation, ended with Sam Hartman getting picked off. So, womp on that front. But you have, you know, the situational work, they're doing a lot of it. And like, that's great. It's good that they're doing it. As I said, Logan actually said this, so I'll give credit where it's due. Logan was like, it's not important for us. It's important for us to build a file because we don't know at this point in the calendar what's going to be important, right? We don't know when we get to September and October and November what thing we are seeing right now is going to wind up being important that we didn't expect. But last year, I was like, yeah, they're doing this situational drill. And like, all of a sudden, you're like, I don't know, they're doing a lot of situational work. And then they were the best, maybe situational team in the league. And it's like, oh, well, that seems like it might have been really important. Sometimes it's harder to connect the dots now. And thus it's hard to be like, oh, this thing happened. This was important. And then you see it. And maybe it's even a specific play. Like maybe it's like, oh, I remember them working on this route concept, this route combination in May, in June. And it pays off in October. And so they're working on stuff. They're out there. It looks like a Dan Quinn practice. There's energy. Guys are having fun. You know, got some cool videos that I'll post up on YouTube and on Instagram and such. But at the end of the day, it's hard now to understand what's going to be important later. And that's positive and negative. Like, if all of a sudden Marshawn Lattimore is missing a bunch of communication all year, then him not being in camp, it's not that it, you know, it would have fixed everything, but it certainly wouldn't have hurt. If Laremy Tunsil is out of sync with the rest of the offensive line, then maybe he should have been here the whole time. But I tend to think those things will not be the case, and we just don't know as of right now what's going to be important moving forward. Obviously, if you were to make a pretty significant trade, we know that would be important. Commanders have already made a couple this offseason. Talk of the town today is one that was for one of the biggest positions of need through the eyes of most fans. And ESPN's Seth Walder had a whopper for the Commanders to get Trey Hendrickson. If you somehow haven't heard or seen this yet, we will tell you what his trade proposal is and why I think it is a bad idea next here on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. We'll take your calls with thoughts on this as we go here at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. So there's three players that could be on the move, three vets that could be on the move in the next couple of weeks. Maybe it's something that happens in training camp, but we're all kind of waiting for a Jalen Ramsey trade, a Kirk Cousins trade, and a Trey Hendrickson trade. Now, Hendrickson to me seems like the least likely to move, but he is the one where Washington would be most likely to get involved. Ramsey is going to be a guy that is certainly in a position that Washington could bolster at corner, but they already traded for Marshawn Lattimore. They just drafted Trey Amos. They're not going to be involved in Jalen Ramsey. Kirk Cousins, obviously not going to be involved. They're all set at quarterback. And that's, you know, I think Kirk would come back here at this point. He enjoyed his time in Washington. It's just, you know, the old ownership group and whatever. But there's no need to bring in Kirk Cousins. They have their quarterback room. They like it. And then there's Trey Hendrickson, who I think a lot of Commanders fans and certainly some in the media think that edge rusher is the biggest hole on the Commanders roster. And I don't know that they're necessarily wrong about that, although for reasons that will become clear, I am not very interested in trading for Trey Hendrickson. So, Anthony, what ESPN did, it's an interesting and fun article to read. They had four different people, Dan Graziano, Jeremy Fowler, Ben Solak, and their analytics guru, Seth Walter, all propose trades for these three players. So it's 12 total trades. And Walter proposed his Trey Hendrickson trade to come to Washington. And for most of the trades, it's Hendrickson for a pair of draft picks. And their second round pick plus going back to Cincinnati, Hendrickson going to the other team. Washington, if anybody hasn't remembered, Washington does not have a second round pick in the 2026 NFL draft because that went to Houston in the Laremy Tunsil trade. So how do you get Trey Hendrickson to Washington without having to give up a second round pick? Seth Walter's answer is you trade Jerzon Newton along with next year's third and a 2027 seventh round pick. And I'm going to be as clear as day as I possibly can about this. I hate this deal for Washington. Hate it. One, you now have no second and no third next year. Two, you're giving up a young, good, cost-effective asset for an older, very expensive, in need of a new contract asset. Washington has the money to for Hendrickson. If they wanted to sign him on the open market, if he was a free agent, fine. He's not. I'm not interested in giving up draft capital. I'm certainly not interested in giving up younger and young players, especially one of my best young players. I have a quarterback in his second year. I'm trying to build something sustainable. And I think the other biggest part of this, Anthony, this is the part where I give you a different piece of analysis than you get from everybody else, is I don't think the edge rush thing was the Commanders' biggest problem last year. The reason their defense was inconsistent at best was not because they didn't have a premier edge rusher, because they couldn't stop the run to save their life. Trey Hendrickson is an average run defender. Average. Yes. Would he be their best pass rusher by a mile, and would that be helpful? Sure. But they have made moves to try to solidify the defensive line against the run. If they do that, that is good. That will help their defense far more than had they kept a lot of other pieces and also signed Trey Hendrickson. I am 1,000% out on this deal.
I agree with you. I'm not too fond of, again, giving up the little capital that we do have. And then also for a guy in Trey Hendrickson, if we do trade for him, who's going to want a new contract? So I think it's multifaceted when you look at the both sides of it, just because, again, we would have to give up so much. And then also, how much does he really help with the point that you just laid out in terms of, you know, stopping the run? That was our biggest, problem with our defense last year. Now, you know, scheming up pressure, scheming up blitz, I think that's something Joe Witt did well, but it was also just the fact that we could not stop the run. So it would be great to have Trey Hendrickson, but I don't think we need to, you know, push all our chips in and, have him, you know, here in Washington. I don't think he just instantly makes us a, you know, super contender kind of thing.
No, there's no doubt that he doesn't help you against with what the biggest problem was last year. If you look at run defenses in the NFL last year, the Washington Commanders were third from the bottom in yards allowed. They gave up a total of 2,337 rush yards. Cincinnati last year, which had Trey Hendrickson, was better because they weren't one of the worst two, but they gave up 2,122 yards, about 4.4 yards per carry. In fact, if we go yards per carry here, Washington was the fifth worst team. Cincinnati was the 17th worst team. If you look at rushing touchdowns given up last year, Washington was down at 11th. Cincinnati gave up the ninth most rushing touchdowns. You know, in terms of EPA per attempt, if you want to get into some more advanced stats, the Commanders were the seventh worst team in the league last year. Cincinnati was, where did they go? Did I pass them already? They were somewhere in the middle of the pack. Oh, they were fifth worst. They were actually worse than Washington last year in EPA per attempt. So that's bad. Trey Hendrickson doesn't solve all of your rushing problems. And if you want to get deeper into the data, for instance, outside runs, like outside zone, Washington, worst in the league last year. 6.2 yards per attempt given up on outside zone last year. These stats courtesy of FTN. Cincinnati was sixth worst. They gave up 5 yards a carry. So even if you look at, you know, is that all on Trey Hendrickson? Of course not. But it is something where, hey, how well do you stop this thing coming at right at you? Not very well. So if the Achilles heel is the run defense, Trey Hendrickson's not your guy. And when you can look at PFF numbers, you can just watch the tape. Like, he's not bad. He's just not going to set a really hard edge. He's not like this instinctive, really crazy making plays run defensive guy. It's just not who he is. Now, what he does as a pass defender is great. You get in pass rush situations and he gets sacks, something the Commanders have struggled with, getting in the situations and getting the sacks. But if you get in the situations, then you have more opportunities. And now with hopefully a better back end, more options in the blitz packages, and some guys inside that hopefully are ready to have big years, we can see a lot more production on the defensive side. So first, do you think that this trade is a good idea? Would you do this? Jerzon Newton and a third round pick for Trey Hendrickson, 301-230-0980. And we can take your calls, or we can talk about some of the inside guys, talk about Newton, talk about Daron Payne, and we'll do all of that next. 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the Free Odyssey app. All right, if you want to chime in on this conversation, 301-230-0980 is where you do it. Also today in the show, Jonathan Jones, the Commander's new defensive back. I chatted with him after practice. We'll let you hear it, maybe even next. Depending on how things go here. John Keim, 5:30, pick six at six coming. So we've got plenty to shuffle around today here on the show. But again, you can get in at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So Seth Walter proposes this trade. Trey Hendrickson comes to Washington for Jerzon Newton draft picks. And I'm just 1,000% out. And I think part of the reason I'm out is, again, the biggest problem, like if this is Khalil Mack and it's 3 years ago, different discussion. Khalil Mack, an outstanding run defender, one of the best edge setters in the last two decades of the NFL. Trey Hendrickson's not that. Trey Hendrickson's a sack master, which is a very valuable skill, but he's not a full, complete defensive end type. So I'm out on this. But the other part about this is with the interior guys, letting them cook a little bit. And I know we've heard this story before. Oh, let Allen and Payne be your pass rush. And, you know, there were some obviously pretty good defenses that they had with those guys doing a lot of damage inside. We know that in the contract year in 2022, Daron Payne had 11 and a half sacks career year, but realistically he has been a pretty consistent pass rusher over his career in terms of pressures, pressure percentage, hurries, hits outside of 2022 when a lot more of those converted for whatever reason into sacks. And obviously if you can get an extra 0.2 of a second on the back end, that can happen in any given season. It's also a contract year for Daron Payne again. And today, there was a lot of talk from Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. on how good Payne has looked. Also, I was listening this morning to Mina Kimes on her show, and did X Factors for every single team in the NFC. And hers was Jerzon Newton. And said, hey, if this guy who was really, really highly touted coming out of Illinois, a player that some people had as a top 15 draft pick, who fell in large part due to injuries, if he now with a full off season of health under his belt, as opposed to the injuries he had last year, plus what experience he got last year, can make a jump, this D-line all of a sudden gets pretty interesting looking, as opposed to the dearth of talent that most people see it as. Again, we've gone through this exercise before, so I'm not going to pretend like this is a new revelation. I'm more concerned about the back seven than the front seven of this. So, you know, take what you want out of the linebacker group that is involved in both, but I'm more certainly more concerned about the secondary than I am the defensive line. And so to give up a good young piece of that defensive line plus draft capital that you don't really have to get a guy who's on the wrong side of 30, I'm just not that interested.
Yeah, when you say you're more, I guess, confident in the D-line than the back end, I guess, we haven't seen Trey Amos. We haven't seen, you know, Mikey in the slot. I guess there are a lot of questions surrounding it.
Yeah!
But my thing is also, what gives you confidence in, you know, the guys that we've brought in kind of thing? Because you haven't seen them play together. You haven't seen how they match up against the run, how they.
But like, I've seen Dietrich Wise be a really solid NFL player. I know what he is for better part of a decade.
Okay.
I've seen Daron Payne for the better part of a decade. I feel pretty good about where Johnny Newton is based off of last year playing the same position that he did last year. I think that this staff knows Javon Kinlaw better than other places that he's been. And I'm hoping that they can put him in positions where he is, like, they know what he is, but they also know what he isn't. And so hopefully he can do the is and not be asked to do the isn't. Guys like Eddie Goldman, like, again, Eddie Goldman's a very specific football player, but he's brought in for a very specific reason. And so what I'm hoping is that a bunch of C to B minus, and maybe in Johnny and Duran's case, they're hoping B plus players, if not A players, together make a pretty good unit. And those guys all are going to rotate a ton and be very fresh at all times, which is very helpful on a D-line. So they roll really deep. And I think they've got 9, 10, 11 good, like average NFL football players or better. I have no idea if Trey Amos is going to be any good. He's a rookie. Mike Sanders still is playing a new position. Marshawn Lattimore, if he is what he is last year, is not good. And that's before you get, like, Quan, feel good about. Will Harris, feel solid about, but new team, he can do a bunch of stuff, but what are you going to actually ask him to do? And, like, Quan hasn't been practicing these last 2 weeks, and so all of a sudden, you're, like, at Percy Butler and Jeremy Reeves real fast. And I love those two dudes as special teams players. Revo's, like, one of the best dudes in the locker room and just best dudes, period. But, like, if he's playing safety, I'm hoping it's the last preseason game and not a regular season game. It is. All-pro special teamer, second or third string safety. They're different skill sets. And so, from a depth standpoint, I think you are in, the floor is a lot lower in the secondary. And I don't know how much higher the ceiling is. And that's the difference. Where I feel like, yeah, the ceiling's pretty low on the front end, unless Johnny becomes like a Pro Bowler and Daron has a repeat of 2022, which is possible. Kinlaw has some kind of resurgence as he hits his prime at 27. Like, there's a world where that happens, but probably not terribly high, but the floor's pretty high. There's no floor for the secondary. It could bust. It could just flat out bust. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Paul in D.C. Paul, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
All right. How's it going, man? It's always good to get you, man, because you're always on them great subjects, man.
Appreciate that.
For third pick and seventh pick in 27 and Newton, I will be considering that. I was, especially when I called. But when I got on hold And I started listening to you and talking about what they was talking about, Newton making some, you know, progress and everything. Now I'm interested in trying to see how that looked. Then you jumped about the backfield. Okay, so you kind of like just keep changing my thoughts on this thing because everything you're talking about is relevant. I do want to see what the heck that backfield looks like because that gave me nightmares even before I started thinking about talking about the run. But as of right now, I would consider that trade, man. But it's still on the table for me, man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you got it, Paul. And the thing is, like, Trey Hendrickson's a great player. You have to at least consider it. I'm not saying that, like, you're out of your mind. I just am definitively a no. If you want to make the counter argument, like, if I'm trying to argue for the trade, oh, you're worried about your back end. Wouldn't you like a pass rush? Yeah, of course. But I think that belies a next level analysis of this, which is the best way to protect your secondary is to make sure that you're in good down and distance, that you're not set up in second and short where a team has their entire playbook open. You have to play the run because it's second and three, and that exposes you big time on play action pass and deep shots down the field. Like, if it's third and eight or third and 10 because I got to run stuff and force an incompletion, well, now I can dedicate extra bodies to coverage, or I can really crank up the heat with some exotic blitz looks, and I don't necessarily need Trey Hendrickson for that. The guys I have are fine because it's the scheme that's going to win, not the players. And so the best way to consistently avoid bad situations is to be good against the run on first and second down especially. And that's where I think that this defense needs to take a huge leap compared to last year. And why I like the pointed moves that they've made. But I also do think there's some pass rush upside with guys like Kinlaw, guys like Payne, guys like Newton. And I'm curious to see how they get deployed together and amongst each other here in 2025. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. I got a quick chat with Jonathan Jones that I think we're going to let you hear next. But it is fairly quick, so if we want to get another call in, we got time, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, here on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. John Kime going to talk about some of the biggest Commander storylines coming up at 5:30 here on the Team 980 with us for Not My Beat. Right now, I get to share an interview I did today after practice with new Commanders defensive back Jonathan Jones. With Jonathan Jones after OTAs, Jonathan, I wanted to talk to you. I'm sure you've been asked about culture a ton since you've been here. Obviously, the culture, super important in New England where you came from, something they've emphasized a lot here. What's similar about the two places? And then what's different? Because, you know, here, good culture, there's more than one way you can build that. So what's similar? What's different?
Yeah, like you said, both cultures are a big influence in both programs. And I think to have a good team, a good program, starts with great leadership. And we have that here. Coach Quinn, just being a great leader, being able to command guys, you know, having the respect of the locker room, it starts there. And then the guys buying in. Everywhere talks of brotherhood and family, but it's intentional here. You can see that the guys mean it, you know, whether it's in the meetings, outside of the meetings. And so when you build that type of camaraderie, it just helps the program.
I'm sure you wouldn't have signed here if you didn't think it was real, but like, were there some early signs when you got here? You're like, okay, good, didn't make a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, as an outsider last year, it was something special to watch, just to see how the guys were flying around for each other and the plays that they were making. And I've, you know, doing a lot of winning in my career, I know that it has to be something special in the locker room for it to transfer out on the field. And so once I got here, I could see, you know, what was so special about this locker room, just the guys in here. It's a bunch of great guys, just come in every day, work hard, compete, and that shows up on the field.
Especially in something like a defensive back room where communication is so important, how does the off-the-field stuff, relationships, whatever else you want to throw into that bucket, how does it actually translate to winning on the field?
Oh, so much. In the back end, it's all about trust, trusting each other, trusting, like you said, the communication is going to be made. And so you build that in the meeting rooms when you're away from here, and then that carries over on the field. And so it starts with trust.
Jonathan Jones with us here on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. Speaking of that back end, you got a good young guy like Sanders still. Does he remind you of you a little bit, a guy who played inside, outside, you know, kind of maybe wise beyond his years? That's something you've always been, you know, had on you. Is a maturity leader kind of characteristics. Does he remind you of a young you?
Yeah. I mean, he comes in, doesn't say much, but you can tell he's listening, he's paying attention, and just comes out and works. And when you're young in your career, that's all you try to do is just show up, work hard, and earn the respect of the coaches and the other players.
What also, you know, makes this coaching staff so good on the back end? Dan's got a great history with DBs. Obviously, Joe has a great history with DBs. Then you have your actual DB coaches. So what is it about this scheme, this staff, the way they teach, the way they coach that seems to hit so well with players on the back end?
Yeah, I think it's simplifying it, not just from a scheme standpoint, but simplifying it in communication. So coach always harps on, you know, getting the word across in at least words as possible. And I think effective communication is a good way to teach guys, whether it's new guys like myself coming in or younger guys, just get everybody on the same page. And you can see that they're intentional, you know, about making sure the communication is right and everybody's on the same page.
What's it like for you being a new guy?
feels a little new, feels a little refreshing, I can say. But it's a good start, you know, from where I'm at in my career. It's a good change of scenery, enjoying meeting everybody in the building, and just kind of starting over.
Have you had a chance to explore D.C., the greater DMV area at all yet?
No, me and the wife got out. We went to the White House, took Take the kids down there, but we'll get out and explore a little bit more and get out here and see what's about.
Wrap it up here. Jaden, watching him, you're two. You've obviously been around some great quarterbacks. You've been around the greatest quarterback, arguably, of all time, maybe inarguably, of all time. What are some things that stand out about Jaden, watching the way he works and nevertheless having to, you know, see go against him in practice every day?
Yeah, I mean, he has composure. I think everyone saw that from his rookie year, and it's going to do nothing but build in the year two. And from a defensive standpoint, we get better when we work against, you know, good people at practice. And like you alluded to, coming against playing, you know, some great players on offense at practice every day, it makes the defense better, and we're getting that here. You know, good work against, you know, our offense, the guys we have at skill positions, quarterback. It makes our job tough, so it's going to make us a better team.
And then last thing is kind of the big concept for you guys in the back end is the interchangeable pieces. You have guys like Will who can basically do everything. You played some safety, some corner, some, you know, outside corner, some nickel. What's it like this time of year to cross train, and then how does that ultimately help you when you get to the fall, on top of the coaches being able to say, like, all right, this is our best group, they're doing evaluating, but for you as a player, how does that ultimately help you?
Yeah, I think it comes down to learning the concept. When you can play multiple positions, you really understand the concept of the defense, and it does nothing but helps you and also add value to you, and then add value to the team. You know, when guys can play multiple positions, you get into the season, you deal with injuries, you know, whatever may happen, being able to move guys around and not miss a beat is very important.
And then when you sign, like, were you told, hey, this is the kind of thing that we're considering, you know, then Trey gets drafted, so now you got a different guy in the room. Like, what are those conversations like throughout the free agent process and then throughout the spring here of how all that interchangeability actually plays out here on the field?
Yeah, it was, you know, the conversation was just, you know, I told him I'm signing to be a football player. You know, I just love to play football. Wherever you need me, put me on the field, and it's my job to execute. So, like you said, we brought in some guys who can help, and so hopefully we can tighten up the back end and go for it.
Jonathan Jones, appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, that was with Jonathan Jones after practice today. We'll get to more of what was said coming up in our pick six at six. John Keim also was in all the media sessions today. Obviously, he's been in them for 30 years in Ashburn. Keim going to join us at 5:30. Up next, though, after Tom Thibodeau's firing yesterday, we're asking a question. Do NBA coaches have the worst job in sports? We'll discuss with someone who wrote an article about why they're being blamed for seemingly everything next here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.